It was 3 a.m. when the police officer brought me home. My face, my hair, and shirt completely covered with sperm. The officer told my family that he found me like that, staggering alongside the road in a daze. He said they normally would rush me to the hospital or get a rape kit done, but due to my family's standing in the community, they might want to be more discreet. They prodded him with questions, mostly concerning if anyone else knew this. He answered what he could, but I didn't say anything. It would be a week before I talked again, and I refused to talk about what happened. They drove me to endless doctors, therapists, priests, anyone and everyone who felt that they could help. My mum was careful to keep it quiet. Only our immediate family knew what happened. She couldn't bear the shame if the community knew. That was probably why she stopped pushing me to get help after I started pretending to be normal again. My dad went along for the ride, as embarrassed as her. They all just wanted to pretend it never happened, that it was some kind of bad dream, that they didn't find their Bailey-in high school daughter in shock, covered with sperm from God knows how many men on her. My brother wouldn't stop, though. He wouldn't give up. He'd check up on me constantly. During the week that I wouldn't talk, he stayed by my side stubbornly. Even when I made obvious go away, I want to be alone noises. Every day he asks what happened, and every day I ignore a question. He couldn't be near me all the time, though. So eventually things went back to normal, and a month after the incident, you'd swear my parents forgot about it entirely. My brother asked about the incident every couple of days. He swore himself to secrecy, swore he wouldn't tell anyone. But I knew better. He wouldn't stop himself from trying to help me, even if it meant I'd hate him. Things became normal again, kind of. School was harder now. I couldn't focus. I didn't care as much, and I was always too exhausted to stay awake in class. My parents shrugged it off, said I wasn't feeling well, said the school year was almost over, and by the next I'll be back to normal. But none of them knew I was up all night masturbating, watching blow bangs and face fucking videos. None of them knew that their innocent daughter was coming half a dozen times at night, watching that filth. Sometimes I'd use the end of a hairbrush. I'd fuck my face on it. I'd fuck it in sync with the porn star in the video. And that's how my brother caught me. I was too horny, too wet, too busy choking on a plastic cock to notice. The sounds of me gagging myself on the brush brought him in. He thought I was sick. He didn't think he'd open the door to see his little sister half-naked, face-flushed, with a hairbrush halfway down her throat. I didn't even notice him until he slammed the laptop shut. My big brother was shocked, angry, and concerned. I swore at him, called him a disgusting pervert for spying on his sister. I told him to leave, told him I couldn't sleep, and I told him this was none of his business. He demanded that I tell him what happened, getting angrier and angrier. I never knew whispering could sound so mean. But he cut deep with his insults. I told him that I was fine, that I was perfectly okay, and he hit me across the face. I didn't even notice the tears at first, or the blanket he put around me. I just remember falling asleep as he held me so tight, I felt I'd break. He didn't tell Mum and Dad, but from then on he'd wake up in the night and check on me, like some sort of anti-porn crusader. He caught me a few times, and made me stop, saying that it was self-harm, He didn't know what happened that night, but he knew this couldn't be good. He said it was like taking a knife to my brain. I couldn't stop, though. I couldn't sleep. I needed to come, and I could only come to those videos, those fantasies, those memories. The nights he did catch me, we fought, we whispered hateful things. Sometimes I was naked, sometimes I was nearly coming, and he still stopped me. Even when his eyes lingered a little too long when I covered up. It took a month of this crusading until he finally snapped. I knew he was getting more and more frustrated. He thought he was clever. He figured if he embarrassed me enough, I would stop my nightly porn ritual. There I was, barely in high school. Panties clearly on the floor where he stood. My long skirt barely covering my body. All my soaking wet slit. My brother sat next to me on the bed, held the hairbrush, and made me suck it while I watched the video. He made me suck it in time with the slut in the porn. I couldn't look at him. I was too ashamed, too horny. I kept watching that porn, kept using my face like a cunt on the piece of plastic. I don't know if he was looking at me, but I know for sure he didn't stop me from touching myself. I frantically matched the pace with the whore in the video. My wet cunt had to have been obvious to my brother. But he didn't say anything. He let me come like that. And he didn't say a word. He held the plastic cock for my mouth to use and let me do the work. Fuck, I came so hard. Thank God the brush was in my mouth when I came, otherwise the whole appearance would have heard me. I came so hard for my brother that I passed out. The next morning he wouldn't look me in the eye, but my mum was so happy. I thought she was overreacting, but she kept on saying how normal I looked, kept on saying how I seemed back to my old self. If only she knew why. It was about a week before my brother showed up again. Had me do it again. He held the brush and let me fuck my face in the end. This time, he talked. He asked me if I liked it. Asked me if I was a cock-sucking whore. And I just moaned. I couldn't say it out loud, but I moaned like a slut and took the hairbrush deep in my throat. Each time, I fucked my cunt a little louder. The third time he asked, his voice got raspy, and he told me to stop. He handed me the brush, and I looked at my brother confused. Both of us were panting. I didn't know for sure before. Now I did. My brother was just as horny. His cock was bulging obscenely in his shorts. I was so horny, so desperate, that I didn't even realize what he said until I was doing it. He told me to use the brush instead of my fingers. And there I was, on my knees in front of him. My head facing him, my young bare ass in the air, so I fucked my cunt for my brother. I closed my eyes, savoring how fucked up this was. My brother was watching me get off. I was his toy. I used my cunt harder for him, hard enough to hurt, but I didn't even care. He needed to see how badly his little sister needed it. He needed to see how much of a whore I was. I barely noticed the hum of the laptop still playing with the face gang rape porn. All I felt was how desperately I needed to come for my brother. Then I heard him say it. "I'm sorry," my brother said. "I'm sorry," again and again. I felt the bed move, I heard his clothes strip off, and I felt my brother's cock press against my lips. He kept on saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." This painful, uncontrollably horny chant, all while he pushed his cock into his little sister's mouth. My eyes snapped wide open. My mouth opened even wider for him, and my hand stopped. Every part of me was focused on that one thing. My big brother's hard, throbbing cock pushing into my mouth. My tongue lewdly licked his cock as he forced it in. This was incest. My own brother was using my mouth. His cock sucking little sister's mouth. And I loved it. Oh god, I loved being an incest cocksucker. Especially when he started fucking my face. I knew he was close. He was only a few strokes into that face fucking. And I could tell he was going to come. My brother's hands roughly grabbed the sides of my head and forced my face down on him hard. I barely held off gagging, barely recovered, and then he slammed my face on his cock again and again. And the third time he did it, I came. My brother raped my mouth, and I came letting him bruise my throat. The first shudder on my body made him grunt louder. He knew exactly what it looked like when I came. So he knew what he did. He made me come just from fucking my face. This sent him over the edge. My orgasm barely started and he knew he was going to come. One last brutal thrust into my tight little sister mouth and he held it. He held his cock deep in my mouth and started coming, filling my mouth with his delicious cum. I swallowed and swallowed, and all while I was coming, my mouth tight against his pulsing cock, moaning on him. I came thinking, this is my brother. I'm tasting my brother's cum. I'm an incest cocksucker. Filthy, incest cocksucker.